USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Debate continues in the House of Representatives as the chamber considers a challenge to the electoral vote of Pennsylvania. Debate continues in the House of Representatives as the chamber considers a challenge to the electoral vote of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry and Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley raised the objection to the Commonwealth's votes being counted. The Senate voted 92-7 to reject the challenge. Both chambers also rejected a challenge to Arizona's votes earlier in the evening. The counting of electoral votes was delayed several hours Wednesday as protesters breached the Capitol building. D.C. Metropolitan Police say that four people died during the unrest at the Capitol. One woman who was shot by Capitol Police inside the building died of her injuries, along with three others who died of medical emergencies in the area. Police officials say they've arrested at least 52 people, most of those related to curfew violations. The city remains under a curfew until 6 a.m. Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Senate has also readjourned after several hours to continue the process of certifying the Electoral College vote. Speaking from the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that unhinged crowds would not stop the work of Congress.
Even during an ongoing armed rebellion and the Civil War, the clockwork of our democracy has carried on. The United States and the United States Congress have faced down much greater threats than the unhinged crowd we saw today. We've never been deterred before, and will be not deterred today. They tried to disrupt our democracy. They failed. They failed. They failed to attempt to obstruct the Congress. This failed insurrection only underscores how crucial the task before us is for our republic.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One lawmaker describes the reaction to the storming of the Capitol building. Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As the U.S. Capitol was breached on Wednesday and demonstrators forced their way inside, many lawmakers and staff were evacuated. Pictures went viral of protesters inside the Capitol on the Senate floor. As far as why that was allowed, Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado tells Fox News,
I think the officers were told not to use lethal force unless they saw an armed person or lethal force was being used against them. And so when they are overwhelmed by tens of thousands of protesters coming through the U.S. Capitol, the decision not to use lethal force, I think, was a wise decision. We can repair the damage to the U.S. Capitol. We are not going to bring back lives, and I commend the police for their restraint.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And democracy activists in Hong Kong were rounded up as part of a new crackdown. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. Police said 53 people were arrested for the crime of subverting state power. Among the 53, six were arrested for organizing and planning a primary election held last July.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.